You are listening to
Friends Next
Door.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door, season 6. Just in case, they forget.
We forget too. That is season 6.
Since 2020.
Crazy.
Right? 2020?
Yeah. Wow.
Dang, guys. Okay, so again, the relationship talk is coming back. Love Dr. Dan is here with his patient Mia. No, I'm just kidding.
Patient Zero.
Oh my God, oh
and
my
new
God.
Associate Quan.
Wow.
Welcome to the. No, in all seriousness, okay. We love talking about relationship, guys.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I've been wanting to talk about this one for a while. And you guys all heard about this, right? The age gap. And if you type that in,
yes.
You'll find all these articles. And mostly is we want to talk about the age gap in that what do we feel about the age gap in that, like, what's an appropriate age gap for us? Because society has rules or
indeed.
Unwritten rules.
There's an equation and
there's
everything.
Even an equation which is so loosely followed. It's not even like a real, you know, it's just like somebody somewhere heard of it, wrote it down, and then people like, oh yeah, I've heard of that, and we'll tell you what that is.
Wait,
yeah.
let's say what the rule is first.
The arbitrary rule in an age gap is you take your age, you divide it by half, and you add 7.
You add 7.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But like, it kind of works, don't you think? For it,
well, we're gonna get we're gonna talk about that.
But it's because it's like, I feel like it's like the gut kind of vibe feel check before it gets creepy. And
sure.
I feel like it works.
Well, this is why I think it's really interesting, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna get to all of this. So
hold on. So if one person is 50 years old,
yes. Divided by, so let's do it. Let's
right?
test it.
Let's do the math.
50 divided by 2 is 25.
Oh my God.
Plus seven, that's 32.
32.
Yes. But see, it was way better than 25.
Okay, so
wait,
is that
the bar that
back
we're
up.
Holding ourselves
back
like
up
against?
To when you were 32.
When divided by 2.
No,
okay,
no,
16.
No, no, when you were no,
plus
no, 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 no.
That's
you, no, no, no. That's not what I'm asking.
What? Okay.
When you were 32,
okay.
Imagine dating a 50-year-old. That's
what
I'm asking.
I could not.
Come on, really?
I could not then. I still can't.
I don't know. No. Actually, no. No. It really depends. No, I think I could because okay.
You can.
When you're,
okay.
Hold on. You're
no,
not.
No,
even,
no,
you're
no.
barely like
what?
You're.
What?
33. 32. Like, yeah,
32?
you're 33, 32.
Obviously,
so
can you imagine dating
ideal.
A 50-year-old?
Obviously, I cannot because, like, my whole life
has been
decided.
Do you know what a 50-year-old looks like?
I understand. I understand. But
either
I
that
see,
or a 14-year-old.
Okay, here's the thing. I could see. I'm just saying. It is not for me. Let us put that out there.
But,
I'm very
okay,
happy
but,
with mine.
But why is that?
Okay.
Why is that the...
Because, listen.
This quote-unquote rule or like the ideal age gap.
First of all, have
no,
you guys
it's
heard
not the
of this
ideal.
Rule
first of all, it's
before?
Not the ideal.
Right.
Yes, I have heard
wait,
the
it's
rule.
Not the ideal?
No. The ideal.
Oh,
the
so
ideal,
hold on. This is two different
ideal.
Things. So there was an
the equation
yeah.
is just to say what is appropriate.
Socially acceptable. Yes.
Acceptable. So that's the
that is,
limit.
Yes.
That is the
that
yes. that's the outer limit.
Yes. That's like, hey, you're cutting it. You
but,
can't.
By the
yeah.
way, there was an article which I brought up. Is here? It literally says, "Here's the best age gap that
yeah.
we suggest." I don't know what that is because I couldn't pay for the article, so I don't have that answer for you guys.
Okay.
I didn't want to subscribe to a whole month of whatever to find that out.
I will just say
we're
I
not that
see,
curious.
Because, yeah.
We're not
okay,
that curious.
I will just say I could see. Okay, if we take that first example, 32 and the 50.
Yeah.
Crazy. I will say it's crazy, but I could see
crazy
right
for
if
you.
Right. Crazy for me. Sorry. Yes. There are people out there that have
sure,
that relationship.
And even more.
So. There is
even more.
Yes. So like, okay, when you're in your 30s, right? Mm-hmm. People are like actually trying to date for real. Like, right? People are like trying to settle down.
Sure, yeah.
And but there and this is I'm going to paint some really broad brush strokes over here, okay? So like if you're a girl and you're really looking to settle down, there's plenty of guys that are still playing in their 30s. Less. There are certainly a lot of guys who want to settle down in their 30s too. But I could see, because even girls in their 20s, they start to look for the 30s. So I could see that behavior just continuing. When you're 30, you look for the 40 and you look a little bit higher.
Right.
It is, it's so far.
What
it's
if it's the other way around?
What do you mean?
A 32-year-old guy who's like.
So I think it happens. I think it's probably less. So
yeah
the other way around.
Yeah, for sure. They're not like, hey, I want to date a 50-year-old.
It's less. It's less.
If somebody came by and they hit it off. Great.
And also, and this is where the gap technically I think I'm just going to jump to the punch. Mm-hmm. The age actually doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because it's like the connection between the two people is just very difficult for the age not to matter because there are physiological changes that happen.
There's attraction also works just a certain like, way. Yeah, just like sure. life stages. Life you're stages, in different yes. stages of
so
life.
So it's like if you are 30 and you connect to somebody who's 50 and it works, mm-hmm. it works. But it's just unlikely, right? It's unlikely.
This is where, first of all, that's why that equation is proven to be bogus, first of all.
Yeah.
The acceptable.
We're off to a hot start with this.
It's really just like like you said, a creep check a little bit. If you're like, wait. If I'm at like, if I'm 40 and it's divided by 2, 20 plus 7, 27. Well, that doesn't 40 and 27 like. I'm 42.
I mean, it's big.
Like if I was single, like I don't think a 27-year-old is too young for me.
I think it's kind of young.
You think so?
I think it's kind of young.
To each their own. I'm saying I'm not only dating a 27-year-old. Like I'll look for a range of ages, right? Because for me, it's about the connection and the values. So we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So it can happen at any age. What I'm saying is like this. So throw that out the window because I think that range grows as you get older. So for example, like the movie star that just died, Gene Hackman.
Right.
95 or 90 something.
He was 90 something.
He was 90 something.
And his wife was a lot younger. Yeah.
That's
30.
Guys, so think about that, right? Okay. But like when you look at them now, you're like, you don't go, oh, that's weird. No, you see, it's a 60-year-old and a 90-year-old.
Well, I think.
I don't think it's weird.
But I think it looked weird for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
Until both get to that age.
When she was 20, he was 50.
And even and when she was 40, no, he was 70.
Yeah, it's probably more like 40 and 70, guys.
That's like me and my dad.
Wait, the bridge? Okay.
Yeah.
How about.
I think for me, how about 50
and 70? Hold on. Their example is extreme. I think 30 years is like,
but how about
20 years when you get to 50? Let's say a lot of my peers are divorced. Personally. They just got divorced.
Yes, I get that.
At 50 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess a 50 and 70, that sounds no good.
Okay, so here's the thing, just to be direct to the point, right? Once you pass the threshold of like you're an old person, I feel like it is less.
That's overlooked. That's what I'm saying. The gap is less important as you get older.
But how many of those people really start when they're old? Many of them start when they're 30s, 40s.
I know, but right now the divorce rate is crazy. You have a lot of newly single 50-year-olds in the market right now, especially in New York.
So there's a lot of 50-year-olds, but yeah. I know this is the difference between men and women, right? Like men will just tend to go younger. That's just how it goes.
Right.
And so
women could go younger these days too.
Hence why women now are starting to go younger.
They can, but this is the difference. So like these are broad brushstrokes again. Right. But like this is the difference between like
men and
women.
I think we do
women
need to state that disclaimer every 10 minutes.
But women are less likely to want to go younger because I think it's more important.
The age, I think, first of all...
I see the benefit of going younger for women, though.
Sure, there are benefits,
but eventually, like, if you're a 50-year-old woman that just got divorced, let's say, like, do you want to settle down? Because for...
Exactly.
Let's say logistically...
And all you need is just...
Yeah.
Guys, then you go younger.
We are assuming that the age gap is something that the goal is to find a long-term partner.
Right.
Because if you're just out there to play, there is no age gap. It doesn't matter. Because you're not serious.
There is if it's not legal.
No. Yes. Granted, if it's legal and you're not breaking any laws. Like let's say you're a 50-year-old woman. There are 30-year-old guys out there that wants to play and go,
of course.
Hey, I'll date a 50-year-old woman. Sure. I don't care. For a 60, 70, whatever, 40. 70. Because they're not serious. But they're just like, whatever. But like we're assuming that like, some you want to be serious down the road and end up together.
I would hope that that's like the first assumption. Of course, there are other options. Yeah. I get that. But I would say even if you're just like not looking for something serious,
if you're not looking for something serious, I mean, a woman of any age and a man of any age legally, it's like because you're not serious.
Fair game.
Yeah, you're...
I mean, sure.
you know, I'd obviously never been in that boat, nor will I be, because I've never been like after graduating college. Like, it's always been like the I want to find long term.
Yeah, yeah.
So that line was drawn very clearly for me, right? So I do think that equation is bogus. I don't know what the ideal age gap is according to this article, because I was too cheap to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But I have an
idea.
Who
came up with that equation?
Like, yeah,
it's been forever. No, yeah. What is your idea?
So first, I just want to say the age gap thing, it's debate. It's like it depends on culture.
Yeah.
Right? Because some cultures might have a...
In Chinese culture, it's 4 years apart, remember?
Wait, what?
What?
Wait, you never heard of it?
No, no, no.
What are you talking about?
What?
I've never heard of it.
That's what my mom used to say.
I was going to say in Chinese culture, it's way bigger.
Yeah, it's way bigger.
No, I'm talking about ideal age gap, not like the... what the maximum age gap allowed.
Where did you hear this? 4?
My mother.
But what's her... When did she tell you?
Because 4 is like... The number of
like the
table
zodiac?
Like no like the table,
the corners, what? The 4 corners of a table.
Yes, okay, cool. And it represents stability.
Oh my god, that's so good.
That's what I was told.
So when did she tell you that?
When I was young, probably in high school.
So as a woman, was she like 4 years older, or it doesn't matter? You can date 4 years.
I think the implication at the time is like me with an older guy.
Yeah.
So that if you're under 40, that makes great sense, right? 20 around.
Yeah,
like if you're 24, you date a 28-year-old.
Yeah.
If you're 30, 34, 35.
I think 4 years is, I think, like, honestly, 6 years, 7 years.
Right. Like,
8 years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think it's fine.
Oh, okay. I think we got to establish, what are we talking about here? What about age gap? Are we talking about the appropriate age gap ideal?
Ideal. Okay. I think both. So we're talking, it's in general about the age gap, but at the end is I would like to know from you guys, do you have an ideal age gap? Because obviously when you were looking for somebody, you have an age gap of what you're searching.
I did.
Yeah,
yes,
like,
I did.
Because I'm more interested in your personal age gap.
Yeah.
I'm not, I like to know what society thinks is the age gap, but now at this point we don't know and we don't care.
Yeah. Right? I actually played, I don't know if you did this, I like played around with it. Cause it's like, if we're talking about, if you're on the apps, like literally, right? If you set a range, if you increase the range, you will get more people. That's just how it works, right? So for fun, I did one time, I did it up to like 40 or 45.
Uh-huh.
I did it like higher.
So you were like 30.
I was 30.
Like, I'm gonna set the limit to 40. So 40.
And there's...
What happened?
Wait, I thought you meant 40 above 30.
No. Oh, my God. No.
You just set it to 40.
So I thought you set your maximum limit to be 70 at the time.
Oh,
I was like, what an interesting experiment. Like, who is Quan?
But then I was like... I didn't realize how many 40-year-olds and like 45-year-olds are on like Hinge.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. And
also probably setting their limits
way low.
I thought like I was getting, and I was like, this is too much for me. So I think for me it was 35, the max was 35.
Interesting.
At the time.
Okay.
I think my lower was 25.
Okay.
I think that was
so
my
5 years.
That's
up and down.
Way too low for a guy, because they're like just fresh out of college.
I know, but I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying. So okay, that's the
we're
whole
talking
range.
About personal range.
But no, but also this is from an app perspective, right? So like, I'm just saying, like, here's the whole pond, the people that I'm actually probably gonna jive with. I mean, again,
I would imagine you were like lowest threshold 27. Because I don't want boys.
But 25 is only 2 years younger than 27.
No,
I know it's a life stage. I know it's a life stage.
It's like, for me, because I've been through it, I now know like stages of men so well that I'm like, that's why I feel like, ladies, like, you need some distance, okay? Like, I think how old's Joe?
He's 1 year younger than me, so he's 31.
So, I think if he was 1 year, 1 year younger, 2 years or older, I think that's a unicorn. Like, you guys found each other. Good on you guys. I don't think that's how it works normally. I think the majority of the people out there dating, especially like my friends that I know that are single, you excluded, Mia. Like, when I look at them, I'm like, they do set, for example, like a 30-year-old girl, like my colleagues, they're not set. They're setting their lowest limit to like 27.
Which I get.
And they're going up to 45, 50.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they're going to get a lot of men that, just for the sheer age difference, will be interested, but then they could pick more.
I know, but it was too, for me, it was like too. So first of all, yeah. I think it's great. Like, so obviously Joe and I met through friends, so not on the app.
Yeah.
And so I do, you're right. Like, it's like if we had met any other time mm-hmm. at a different age, even though like we're the same age, right. but like, you know, I don't think it would have worked because it's like the timing of yeah. life for like a guy yeah. is like, they're just not in the market even for this type
That's
of.
That's right. And they're liars because I read some. I literally like because I you know I'm reading my friend's Hinges because it's so and I realized man this is so hard out there because guys like I gotta say the stupidest thing I ever read on the guy's profile is looking for long term open to short term.
Yes, guys.
I'm gonna tell you guys right now. Oh, we gotta do another.
What does that mean, guys?
I know we did a red flag.
We were all collectively peeking earlier.
No, I'll tell you what that means. But before I tell you what that means. We got to do another red flag. Because now, like, I've seen profiles. Run. All that guy is saying is, if you're not it, I'm down to hook up. Like, I'm down to hook up.
Totally.
So I'll date anybody. I'll go out. I'll go have a good time. Because I'm not going to turn down hooking up. But ideally, I want a long term.
Yeah.
No, just make up your mind.
Yeah. Agree.
You're
saying we can't have our cake and eat it too?
I'm sorry. Exactly. I'm saying for men, that's not a cool, like, just be like, be distinctive. Move. If you want to mess around, just be like
short term.
Looking for short term, open to long term.
Exactly.
Because they do it the other way around. I go, that's a lie. Like, you're not like.
Yes. And I would say, and this, I honestly think this is fine. Most guys are like, that is the default for most guys.
So that's why it's like, it's like, I'm like, dude, you're just you're not a good candidate. Like, just pass. You know? Like, you're not one of one. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be like, I'm looking for long term and just keep it at that.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for long term, there's no point. Because yeah. I don't need to, like, listen, I could go out and hook up with somebody if I want to. I don't, right. But I'm on this app. I'm looking for long term.
That's right.
So, anyways, okay, I have pretty high standards.
For the age gap, what was your idea?
Well, I first of all, I think I'm assuming like once you start looking seriously, whether you're on the app, like you're looking for love, you're looking for long term. I'm not talking about 21 year old college person who has no idea what they want. Right. At a certain point, I think for men, like they just, especially today, they mature really late. Mm. Right. And it's tough. And even my generation, there are man children out there. I have friends that are man children.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know if they're ever going to get married. And I think they're stunted in the, it's really hard for them to find a long-term relationship and they're eligible.
Totally.
Right. So I think for a woman, younger, like in your case, like Joe's very wise and mature beyond his years. Mm-hmm. Right. He and I are 10 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like perfect for us because my maturity level was low, hers was higher. We met right in the middle.
Yes,
like I was like I was 5 years behind and she's like 5 to 10 because her range is like she to me like her range was 20 years above. She would date a guy.
She would
course. She
totally
said
it before
would.
Oh my god.
And, and I think it's maturity too. It's like she doesn't have time for young boys.
That's true.
Like she really doesn't. And I was like borderline, you know. I think I was just like very persistent and like and just like brought like a ray of sunshine. But I was not mentally, you know, when I met her, I think I became more mature more quickly.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing because we so far we've been talking about just physical age, right? But to your point, emotional maturity, like mental age, that's a whole nother thing.
I think that's everything.
Yeah, that's everything.
Because physical, like initially, okay, whatever, but like later
physical determines, like it's important when it kind of dictates your life stages.
Yeah.
Just in general, like if you're in your 20s, you're still in college, 30, you're somewhat established in your career,
you're 70.
Whatever. Right. You're 70.
You can't, you're having trouble walking.
You're on the other side of that spectrum. So I guess it just kind of, it serves that function, but then also, what's more important is the mental age, which is why like it works out for you and Yi.
Yeah. So I think like for me, I don't have like a perfect range, but I do think for girls, depending on where they are in life, if they start looking mid to late 20s versus 30s versus 40s, like men need, I think like men need time to mature.
Yeah.
They need time to find themselves.
Yeah.
To figure out who they are.
Yeah.
And to go through experiences.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I do think, you know, there's plenty of people that get married young.
Yeah.
Like young. And so I think it just, it really depends on that individual.
Yeah.
What is the maturity? Because like, right, for the people that get married so young, right, like 21, mm-hmm. 24, they are so young in their lives. So like, mm-hmm. they will certainly mature more. But right. like, if you are, you just right. have like that, I don't know, that conviction that you're ready at the time
right.
and you commit, you have that level of commitment, it can work. But you can't ignore that, like, you're just, you have so much maturing to do.
Right. Know?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was actually talking about something similar with a friend of mine okay. this weekend. And we were not talking about age gap, but just like maturity
mm-hmm.
level. And I think what I said was like, I used to think, basically I've been saying, you know, you need to be emotionally mature in order to be able to like go into a relationship and like sustain it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's also this point of view that I just like, it just came to mind where you're like, when you're like younger together and when you're a younger couple, mm. there's also the benefit of like being so young and like malleable yeah. in a
yeah.
way
yeah.
so that you can grow together and then just like mesh your lives together versus when your individuality have been so established,
mm-hmm.
it could be harder to find a partner.
Much harder.
Yeah. yeah. So I don't know what that sweet spot is, but it could go either way, I guess.
I mean, most yeah. of my friends, I would say, are like you and Joe, where they're around the same age,
mm.
right? And they got married in their early 30s. Mm. So they're all in that boat,
mm.
right? And then in their 30s, they're having kids, establishing themselves. Their timelines are kind of going at the same time,
mm.
right? I was seriously looking. So at the age of 26, 27, that's when I realized.
It's early too.
Sorry. When I, at 25, I was like, okay, eventually I want to settle down. But I didn't start looking until I was like 26, 27. Mm. Right. So then I was like, okay, whoever, I didn't really have like a gap. Like I didn't have like, oh, I wanted to date somebody old or young or whatever. It's just like whoever I
who
meshed
with.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, that wasn't Yi at the time, so that was somebody else. But I was ready at that time
mm-hmm,
to like be married,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. But then when I met Yi, I was then 30. Mm-hmm. I was 29 actually.
Yeah,
she was 19. I was 29. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I've matured a lot mm-hmm. from the first relationship,
mm-hmm.
and then it wasn't like I saw. It wasn't like I was on a dating app and Yi was there, and I was like, "Oh, she's 19. I'm gonna date her." No, like we. We knew each other for a year or two, like just like from afar.
Yeah.
But we were crossing paths and I didn't know she was like a sophomore in college because she presented herself very mature because she would intern and like do work where I was
working.
So I was like, oh, this girl's got to be like 20 something,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then like, I can't tell how old the girl is, but then when I found out, I was like, oh, that's, at first I was like, oh, that's really creepy of me. But then like, if she didn't care, then I didn't care.
Yes. I think that that is the natural organic way to do it because you didn't even know how old she was.
I didn't know.
And she probably didn't know how old you were. And so that is different than the way that age gap, I feel like, is talked about today, the age gap relationship where the age is the first thing you talk about.
Because you form notions
really
quickly.
It's like, oh, I'm looking for this age. That's weird. Yeah. That's weird. Just
you,
like
you know what I find weird? Like whenever you see in a movie or you are in a conversation with your friends and they go, okay, this happens, right? Like you're like, oh, I just started dating somebody. They're enter age, whatever it is. It's like your friends will automatically have a notion about that age. I'm like, that's so weird.
That is interesting.
Doesn't that happen every time?
Has that been asked more often?
Like if you say too old.
You mean between friends?
Let's say you just start dating and then, or somebody tells you, let's say they're 30 and they go, oh, I met this guy. Oh, and he's 38. And it's like, oh, you already have a notion about 38.
Oh, interesting.
Or if she said 35, you guaranteed will have a notion. I'm like, yeah, didn't even meet the guy.
Yeah.
Why would this number even dictate your thoughts on him?
I think that's really interesting because, okay, right? The way that dating profiles are set up today, right? It's like name, age. Like whatever, you know, it's like all these like stats.
Yeah.
Like on a football team.
I just find it interesting that everyone has a thought about a particular age when they know nothing about the other person.
Yeah. Versus it's like, oh, I met this person. They do this. Yeah. They were.
Because I'll tell you right now.
But they would bring it themselves in a conversation.
I think.
Or you think
the
other people would ask?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, let's just say I started dating somebody. Like, do you think that this person, me, would be saying, oh, I started dating somebody. This person is like, whatever. However old, right?
And then?
Or you think that the person that I'm talking to would be asking, oh, how old is he?
Well, I think in natural conversation, if you are having time with your girlfriend, like when you goes out with your girlfriends and they start dating somebody, it's just natural to be like, I met a guy. Great. And then tell me more. His name is blah. He does this, and he's this age. It's
really?
The age always. You don't say the age.
I don't see that.
I don't think it's like always the. I don't think it's the top.
I guess
it'll come later.
Maybe later. Like I thought that the age will always come up. I don't know because
like I could think I'm talking to two people right now who are just like, oh yeah, I started dating like fairly recently, and then we were talking about their relationships. Never once did age come up in this conversation.
But I can see how for some people it would. I could see that.
It was more along. It's more like, oh, how did you guys meet? And just like that whole story.
Okay, all right. I guess it's me because whenever somebody tells me, I go, oh how. Oh yeah, and how old are they? I'm just curious. Like how old are they?
Interesting.
Yeah, they're this. Oh, okay. You know? And I guess maybe through my experiences, like, you know, sometimes I'm with Ian, she's talking to her friend, and then they're like telling about their dating life.
Yeah.
So I'm like eavesdropping. I'm like, oh. And then he's like, I know. He's like this, you know, I know it's a little older. Because I could be like,
yeah.
I'm 42. I have 42-year-old single man friends that are 20, act like they're 25.
Yeah.
Like, and then I have like younger friends who like act really mature.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, and also the other thing is more important, like obviously what's important, like your goals.
Mm. I feel like if it came up in that way, like, oh, he's like whatever, however old. Mm-hmm. And it was followed like, I know it's a little, but like, I feel like that sounds like insecurity.
Maybe.
In a way, like talking. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's
And it would be like obviously if it was like the egregious amount, like you know, and the other for example,
he's
like
7 days.
In the sports world, the talked about relationship right now is the former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. He's 76, and he's dating a 25-year-old.
Oh wow!
And it's all over like the tabloids, and then and people are like, ew. But I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
that's
what?
Their life. I'm not gonna.
I mean,
comment.
Who are we to you know? Like voice our?
Yeah, 50. It definitely shatters the half plus seven. I mean, we're talking about 50 years here, right? 50. They're literally separated by 50 years.
It's a lot.
But like, let's say they end up together. 20 years passes. She's now 45. He's 95. He dies. I mean, at that point, people are like, all right, you've been together for like 20 years. It's love, you know.
Maybe they're compatible in other ways.
I think that's an outlier. I don't think that's all the time.
So here's the thing. It's like, oh yeah, talking about these other people, like whatever. But what if it's like somebody in your family? What if it's like your sister is 25?
Well, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it would be, like...
So am I just weird? Yeah, am I just like I throw age out the window? So if they, I'm not asking.
No, but we're not talking about like 25 and 40.
No, I'm talking about 25. So if I had a 25-year-old sister and she came to me and she goes, I'm dating a 75-year-old.
But how likely will that be?
I'm just saying, I think if that happened to me, most people's first reaction would be like the societal age gap. Be like, that is all. That's like, oh my God. Like, do you think there's a future?
Yeah.
But
that's right.
my thing would be like, okay, he's 75. What are you looking to get out of it? What's your goal? What's like, can you imagine marrying this person?
And are you okay
in the next
if
few
they
years?
Pass away in 25
sure.
years?
Sure. Are you okay if they pass away in 10 years?
Yeah.
Are you okay having their child when you're 30
and
they're
then they pass away.
80 and now you've got, because those are actual things you got to think about.
Yeah. And right? If they are...
Really, then
it's
then
tough to say,
okay, but it's like if not, then you know, forget about what society thinks. I'm like, do you think there's a future here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
based on your needs, wants, goals, blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's right. How I would put it. I don't think there, I mean, I think it's very difficult to be like, you can't do this, like, what? Yeah. Like, people can do, you know, it's
I mean, I'm probably still going to say it, but it probably won't stop them from doing it. Yeah. So.
I wouldn't want to understand.
Do you have, Mia, do you have an age range that's acceptable for you?
For me, I think it's similar to Kwan's. Like 4, 5 is max.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Either way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Because my thing is... Because my younger sister is 8 years younger. Okay. I can't see myself dating somebody who's like as young as her or even younger.
Okay.
So I would still like for that person to be a little older than my little sister.
My question is like...
I know it's arbitrary, but...
If they're in that range, mm-hmm. let's say past 35.
Okay.
Like, but it's 7 or 8 years difference.
Okay.
You wouldn't be okay with that? Because they're I feel like they're mentally,
I think, yeah,
in a different part of their life already.
Yeah, they're, I think that's where the mental age comes in.
Yeah.
Like what are they like as a person?
Yeah.
Beyond just the age that's on paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you met a 27-year-old, no, but so now,
but
like,
you didn't know he was
what
27.
If that's the guy? What if that guy shows maturity beyond his years?
Yeah. What if you thought he was like, you thought he was your age, and then he's just young?
Correct.
Would you say no based on the age? I would not. I would be very open to it. I'd be like, it's, who cares?
I think I would be thinking about what society would think of me.
Yeah, no, and that's that's why, you know, you have these articles out there.
Yeah.
And you have a arbitrary equation. Right?
Yeah.
But
I think that's where society comes in.
But what is stop
like
you?
If you're genuine about if you're genuine about it, they're genuine about it.
I would say as your friend, I'd be like, give him a chance. If not like some guy you meet on the street, he's like, or on the dating app. Like, let's say you somehow cross. Let's say he's at your work and you guys get to work together for a year.
Or through friends and you've known him for a long time.
And you hung out. Like, you hang out. You're like, huh, there's a little spark. But he's 27. And at that point, some other people go, oh, yeah, he's way too young for you. I'd be like, Mia?
Yeah, like you also realize, you know how old I am.
Don't talk to him. Come talk to me. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to break it down. I'd be like, come talk to Kwan.
Yeah.
I'd be like, is there a spark? There's an attraction. Yes. What? Because I'd be like, what is attracting you to him? If it's just the physical looks, I'd be like, okay, but if there's got to be something
there
I feel like this is where my, okay, I'm like, I sometimes say that I'm ethnically confused, right? Like,
ethnically confused?
Culturally confused. That's
okay.
But like, yes,
okay.
Where I'm like not too Eastern, not too Chinese, but I'm also like not completely Westernized.
Okay.
I'm like somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Like, where you're coming from, I think more like a Western point of view, where it's like, who cares? It's, you know, it's important that you are happy.
But that's also because we trust your judgment, because you care about, it's like the important things. You're not just like having fun, like whatever. It's like, I would imagine they value family. They value, you know, like, you know, values, like moral value, moral conduct, moral character. They're an excellent person.
Yeah. What if they're very aligned with your spiritual beliefs as well?
Whoa. See, then it's like,
yo,
sure.
Right? Then it's like,
because, okay, question. Because is it society or is it your family? Right?
Could be both. What if
my family would be like,
nah.
No. What are you thinking?
Really?
See, they're,
really?
They're,
I don't, yeah. But what if like at some point they're like, okay, just,
but
it's
you're
time.
Like, but you're like, listen, he's got a good job. He's, you know, stable. Like, he shows, you know, maturity.
Yeah.
He knows what he wants.
Yeah,
we're aligned.
I think you would, this is, would be the strategy.
He just happens to be 27.
Exactly. You don't tell them how old.
So then
and then they just meet him. And then
I think that will only work out
if
I didn't know how old he is in the first place. Like it wouldn't happen through a dating app.
See, then I think like most people, when you hear a number, there is a notion attached.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because by the way, like I was really like, again, I was very, my range was quite wide, right? Included like 25. And I went
up
on
to 40.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I would say
35.
Okay.
I think that was
so 5 either way.
But I did in the beginning, I think I only went on, it was only like one date, but it was with like a guy who was younger.
Okay.
And I was like, there's a difference in the light. It wasn't like he was like a rude guy or anything, but it's just like, you know, like talking about the future and like just like, oh, how are you thinking about that? How do you think about that? Yeah. And they're just like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. So I was like, okay.
Yeah. And listen, so, I don't have any problems with a 25-year-old guy looking, because that's how they look now. It's like you have to meet somebody and decide if that's the person you want to have a long-term relationship with.
It's just, and
you know,
but it's just, it usually corresponds, your life stage, usually, a big, big word, usually, not always.
This is why I felt dating apps are still, they're not used correctly today.
Okay,
here's
say
here's
more.
Why. So before there was Hinge, we had, remember back in the 90s and early 2000s, the main dating apps were like online.
Okay, Cupid.
There was no
Cupid
app.
Is coming back,
so
actually.
So
Match.com.
Yes, Match.com.
For the most part,
through friends of friends.
Right. So there was a natural way that you meet somebody.
Way.
So either in college, you meet a, you know, high school sweethearts, generally they don't work out. But like you go to college, you meet somebody.
Except when you're LeBron James.
But I'm saying like a lot of times like.
And Steph Curry. Steph Curry.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Those guys aside. you know, generally before 2005. Or 2010 even, before like the apps really kicked in, you generally met somebody, I would say, through people you know, through work, through college, in person, at a bar, at a club, at an event, at the library, whatever.
Yes.
It was
yes.
done in person.
Yes.
Right? And then if you have trouble finding people, that's usually when like my friends would be like, I'm going to go to the dating online.
It would
now.
Be a very
That's
last
true.
Resort.
And then they find somebody.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
Now you're 22. Now literally like, 22.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm a pop on. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't work like that. Because like the other way is like a person, a guy or girl naturally goes through the progressions of life. And it hasn't happened. But they're like maturing.
Yes.
They're going through life.
At the very least, it should be one of the tools in the toolbox.
Yeah.
Right now, it is the
it's
only
the only
tool.
One because it's so easy to meet somebody online in the same city.
Yeah.
And I just think people are screwed now.
Oh, for sure.
They're
also
totally screwed.
We were talking about mindset shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to talk.
I know we're going to talk about that in more details later. But then when you're in a dating app, also like the act of like swiping, right? The app itself presents you with so many choices. So
many choices.
You know, if one fails,
it's
you can
like a
move
game.
On to the next, on
and
to the next,
a lot
to
of
the
people,
next.
It is a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really sad.
So there's that mentality of like, oh, if this doesn't work out, I can just look for
So my advice to people is like younger guys, I don't know if I can give advice to women because I'm not a woman, obviously, and I don't know what they go through.
Yeah.
But to younger guys, it's like, do not turn on the app. Live your life, zero app. Like
that.
Because if you're going to meet, because the thing is like, also I have a lot of younger friends like you who are, you're lucky you found somebody off the app.
I know.
I got a bunch of 30-year-old friends who they're like, I hate this app. I hate it, but that's the only way I can meet the money. And they're like trapped.
Yeah, I know.
All over.
I know.
And then they're like, oh, I met somebody. He's great. Oh, it turns out he was such a creep. It's like, those guys shouldn't be on the apps. They're just like, fooling around because it's so easy.
I mean, now
there's a lot of success on the apps too now because it is so prevalent. People like are finding their people.
Sure, they
I
find
guess
it for now.
Like,
let's see, let's
see,
10 years.
20 years.
Yeah. It's just because
years.
Of the sheer amount of people that are using
sheer
it.
Amount
That's
of
right.
people. But I agree with you. The approach to going on the app needs to change. I think a lot of people are seeing this too. Dating is horrendous.
It's horrendous because now, horrendous. Like, if you're a guy that's like, I'm going to be old school and not get on the app, and you see a girl and she's on the app. So now it's like you're not fighting fair. Like, she's got access to a bunch of people. So it's really tough.
We're swimming against the
current.
Yeah. But I do think there's enough people. I do think most people, if they could, they would want to meet somebody in person. The most 100%. Natural, organic way.
100%.
We've just also, like, now it's like, oh, it's, I think we've gotten less like socially competent in the dating area that it's like, it's to ask somebody out in person. Yeah. Never.
It's kind of crazy. Cause like, let's say you meet somebody at work and it's like, oh, he's a potential or she.
Yeah.
But then the guy's like, you're a potential, but I got my phone and a million other people. And it's like, we're naturally before it's like, the workplace is I've met my friend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the workplace is the place. Like,
okay, nowadays, I would like to think that a lot of people have come to that realization of, like, how sucky dating apps are.
Yeah.
Now we see all the hype on, I'm sure you've seen it, like, people are saying, go to, like, a rock climbing gym or whatever. Yeah. And like, that's where
I've been telling my single friends that for, I told you to go to a cafe and open up your computer. Do you remember that? Yeah. I told you guys that.
Yes.
Get out
in life.
But the problem is that other person that you meet there, they're on the dating app.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Because they're going to be
not
like,
just one, sometimes two or three.
Oh my God. Sometimes they're on the app while they're with somebody.
That's so sad.
It's so sad.
Yeah. That's not okay. Oi.
Womp
womp. Womp.
We got to close this one up.
We do got to close this one up. Well, we talked a lot. Like, is there an ideal? I guess, according to Mia's mom, it's 4 years.
Uh-huh. According to you, it was five up and down. Yeah, according to her, it's...
Also, five up and down.
For me, like... Okay, for me, I have no... Like, if ye ever divorced me... I would not be on the app.
Okay,
I would just go out there.
But for real,
you'll find Dan at coffee shop.
Let's throw away the app. Uh-huh. But like, if you've got to have a limit, like 70, Dan.
Oh, if I was 70.
No, right now.
Let's say you're a 70-year-old woman.
Well,
right?
The thing is, the way that the way that I would approach it. First of all, I wouldn't be on the app. It would be in real life.
Right.
So
if they
I'm probably not attracted to a 70-year-old woman.
That's
so
what
no.
I'm saying.
But like I don't know, what if that person is attractive to me?
That's
but
true.
For the most part,
it's unlike it's unlikely.
And that they're single.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cuz I'm not coming across 70-year-old women.
Yeah.
In my single life. You know, and if they are single and they're like making a move on me,
depending on
where
you're hanging out.
Yeah, what if they're like, "Hello, I'm single. I'm 70." And I'll be like, I mean, I'm like, okay. I mean, you know, just genuinely being curious, right?
Oh,
I'd be like, what happened? Wow, you're 7. You have a lot of experience. Like, tell me about your life.
Incredible.
Anyways, no, but
yes.
I would.
You and I agree with you. Like, the connection comes first.
Right.
And then we kind of figure out the practical.
Realistically,
later.
If I'm 40 and single, like, if I just like, I don't know why I would be single.
I think it's probably plus five and plus minus five.
No, I have no, like. Like, I never had trouble finding a person, right? Mm-hmm. So I haven't been single for a long time.
Yeah.
But if I was single right now, it means that I was really busy with work. Or maybe, like, I just didn't find the right person
for whatever
reason. Probably because I was obsessed with work, right?
Okay.
So now, if I'm out there, I would put the phone away. And I would just, like, I would not have... I would be picky because I don't want to just date for fooling around.
Yeah.
So it would have to... But I wouldn't have, like, an age range.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So I would have to be like,
going to naturally filter the 70-year-olds.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
we naturally already filter.
It's already built in.
I do think that it is like a max a plus 10 and then minus 5. But for guys, it's like plus 10 minus 10 probably. For girls,
it's like plus 5 minus 5. I would
probably
be like 42. I would be like definitely up to 52. Because also I'm not having kids. So I don't care, right?
Yeah.
And then like the lower end, I'm not sure because I've met people that are more mature.
Yeah, totally.
Especially given like I'm only really dating people with the same similar spiritual outlook.
Yeah.
So that's a whole game changer.
Yeah.
For most other people, I think for people who are more spiritual and religious, like let's say you're Christian, Jewish, whatever. The age range is less because it matters more the mentality and your spirituality.
Well, that's kind of the circles that kind of
that
you're still
less.
Naturally filtering out the 70-year-old.
Yeah, you are. It just comes back to like leading with the connection first is just like.
But I'm weird. When I was younger, I liked older women. I had a whole range, but then like obviously I like younger too, and people in the middle. I was like I like everybody.
All right, Dan.
That's
where we'll end this.
At the end of the day, you're an equal opportunity employer.
Right.
You guys let us know if you like this episode. Email us. We are still on email. Let us know if you have other episode ideas, and we'll see
you
on the next
for
one.
A friend,
exactly.
If you have a burning question.
That's
you
right.
Want us to answer.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye, guys.